everyone. Welcome again to the podcast for The Foreigner at the Little Theater of Alexandria. Just a reminder, The Foreigner is by Larry Hsu, directed by Frank Pasqualino, and produced by Rachel Alberts and Michelle Bell. It runs September 12th through October 3rd at the Little Theater in Old Town, Alexandria. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to thelittletheater.com, or you can give them a call at the box office at 703-683-0496. This is our official podcast, and this is the second episode. I had a chance to talk to the director himself a little bit about the show, and also talking to a little bit of the cast and finding out how they felt about the rehearsals leading up to our opening night, which is Saturday, September 12th. Also, we talk a little bit about one of the lines in the play and what exactly we think it means. So, hope you enjoy it. So we're here at the final dress rehearsal, the day before the first preview, and once again I'm here with
Michael Reed.
And it's been a couple days since our last podcast. We've had a couple more runs, got that effect all worked out.
Yes.
I think it's shaping up rather well. What do you think?
Absolutely. I had a couple horrible flubs yesterday, but you know, all part of the process. Here, cross myself.
yeah. He did just cross himself.
And I'm not even Catholic. That's how much I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah, I don't know. Now one of the stage managers is pointing a bottle of water at me. I'm not really sure what. Oh, because I have to come in
wet. And she had a big old grin on her face when she did it, too. I think she's going to really enjoy wetting us down.
Yeah. Yeah, almost too much.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact.
See, look. But I say look as if you can.
that's the magic of theater.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, because it's going to seem as though we've been in the rain, but in actuality, we haven't been in the rain at all.
It's all part of the process.
So now we're here with the director, whose name is
Frank Pasqualino.
And Frank, this has been a long process for you, longer than us, because you were doing it before you even cast us. How do you feel it's all coming together here?
Actually, I'm feeling really good about the show. It's interesting. I listened to your podcast the one you put out today, and where most of you guys were saying that we had a shorter rehearsal schedule.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, we've got 26 rehearsals in before an audience, which is sort of amazing. And it's just the way we broke it up, and the way I probably gave you guys maybe a little bit too much time off on weekends. But
No. You did not give us too much time.
But in all seriousness, this cast is more ready than most casts have been for opening night. So I'm thrilled with it. I'm calm about the acting. We've had our little ups and downs technically, but acting wise I have no issues whatsoever. I think this is one of the most talented casts I've ever had the pleasure of working with, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I don't just say that because you're holding the microphone in front of my face.
Frank, I have to disagree. I've heard you say that two times.
Well, it just gets better. but the point is, you know, when I cast, 90% of a good show is casting, okay? And it makes my life easier as a director if I make sure and I go through that painstaking, you know, process of casting this thing correctly. Then my job becomes much more easy, and I don't have to, I don't have to work so hard. I said this, before, I had there are smaller roles in the show that we've cast with very talented people. Lots of times you're not able to get someone as talented as who I think we have here to play the smaller role, because it's a long time to commit to a show. But the fact is, I think that we've got one of the most talented cast. I truly look at this cast as an ensemble. I mean, I know we have the leading roles, more lines, things like that, but this is definitely an ensemble cast. I feel about this. So I can't wait till opening night, and I think that the audience is going to love you guys. And you guys should be very proud of yourselves. You really should.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of myself, Michael.
No.
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 Not very proud.
I'm never satisfied with what I do.
Sort of ashamed of yourself, aren't you?
A little bit.
You seem a little. I am ashamed of yourself.
And I'm gonna stop now.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's good.
No, I always find fault with everything I do. That's a personal problem.
So here we are backstage now with
John McCracken.
Yeah, John. We're actually in places right now for the final dress.
Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous at all?
Yeah, a little bit, I suppose. You know, final dress.
Yeah,
just a lot of energy. I think I'm going to try to translate that into some acting.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
you're going to do some acting tonight.
Yeah,
that'll be weird for the rest of us.
Yeah, it's I thought a change of pace might be kind of nice for tonight.
Don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not particularly nervous about this, but I don't know. Tomorrow, I think I might have a little.
Yeah, I think so. I think a little
jitters going on. We had two previews.
I think that's what it's mostly, in anticipation of.
Anticipation.
Since I know this is the last rehearsal.
Sure. Yeah. How did you feel last night went?
I thought last night was excellent, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what we do today.
Yeah. I agree. Well, it sounds like they're about to start the pre-show announcement. There it is. I guess I better shut this thing off and do a show.
In trouble when they hear that we did this.
Hear me chattering. Oh yeah, they'll hear that later. Oh. There's a line in the play.
Yeah.
And the line goes, "Blasny, Blasny."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, what do you think "Blasny, Blasny" means?
All's well that ends well.
Something like break a leg or something. I'm not sure. Some theatrical tradition.
Well, "Blasny, Blasny."
Yeah. What is it? What does it mean? What do you think it means?
I might be wrong, but I think it means Froggy is the best podcaster ever.
Hoogly boogly.
I think it means screw you, Froggy. I'm having fun. Leave me alone.
"Blasny, Blasny" means that Froggy is the best podcaster ever.
Oh, I hear that, mate.
What do you know?
Ain't that nice?
He used the line from the show. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thank you all very much for listening. Once again, The Foreigner at the Little Theater of Alexandria in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia. Call the box office at 703-683-0469 or check out thelittletheater.com to get your tickets to come see the show, running September 12th through October 3rd. Depending on when you're listening to this, that's this Saturday. Until the first Saturday in October, runs every Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. We hope very much to see you at the show, and thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for another podcast a little later on in the run. Take care.